The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, I know you grew up in a town where you didn't really have trains.
No.
Did you have buses?
Oh, I think there was a bus service, but yep. I don't reckon anyone used it.
Okay. So, because it was a pretty small town, right?
Actually, no, they got rid of the bus service. So there was a bus service, but there just wasn't enough people to use it. So they introduced like a system. I think it was some kind of system with the taxis in town where like the taxi bus would do like one or two trips a day or something.
Right.
It was some weird setup.
Okay. Well, I used to have to catch a train and a bus to and from school every day when I went to high school.
Yeah, you grew up in Melbourne, didn't you?
Yeah, because my high school was pretty far away from where I lived.
Yeah.
One time I was on the train and there was, I think, three other stops past my stop.
Yeah.
So then it was the end of the line.
Okay.
It was another 40 minutes past my stop. One time I nodded off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Woke up near the end of the line.
Yeah.
It was past Diamond Creek.
Yeah.
Yep. I was down in Hurstbridge. Had to call mum and dad to come and pick me up from Hurstbridge.
Oh, is there not a train that'll just get you back to where you need to be?
Not for ages.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So poor mum or dad had to drive all the way down.
Yeah.
Were they angry?
I can't remember. But it's one of those things. You see people nod off on trains and buses all the time.
Yeah. You got to catch disease where you can. I mean, it's just wasted time otherwise.
Google Maps is bringing in a game changer.
Mm.
Soon you'll be able to set it so it will automatically wake you up before your bus stop.
I mean, how good is that? I'm not so much for waking up before your bus stop. That's never been an issue for me. But for when I go to the city, I am terrible with buses. Trains aren't so bad because they follow a track and they usually have a diagram up on the wall that goes this stop, another stop, and then that's my stop.
Yeah.
You can see them coming. Whereas a bus, you're following, it'll be like stop 13E, stop 14E. Stop 60C. Like, it'll go to this random jump, so there's no way of working out when your stop's coming up unless you've ridden that bus before. So you know what I'm usually doing in the city, Jules?
What?
I look for when the bus stops at my stop. When I see my stop, I go, all right, I'll get off at the next one and walk back because I just don't know when my stop's coming up otherwise.
Right.
This is going to help with that.
It certainly will. So basically, Google Maps, you'll be able to set where your journey. So you put in, you know, the stop that you want to get off at.
Yeah.
You press the start button as soon at the start of your journey, and then it uses the GPS. So it will know when it's near your stop and it will vibrate and wake you up.
Brilliant.
What?
That's perfect.
Hasn't come out just yet, but I think it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, the sooner the better, because that's my main issue with catching buses in the city. Another one that would be really good, I'd really appreciate, especially for trams in Melbourne, because sometimes you've got several different trams all approaching from the same direction on the same line.
Sure.
Is if it just like a little bit of reassurance, like maybe if you pointed your phone's camera up at the tram and it read the number and went, yeah, this is definitely your tram. Just gave you a bit of that because the amount of time I hop on a tram, I'm not really convinced is my tram.
This one's going to St Kilda. You're like, well, how did I end up in Fitzroy?
Yeah, this sucks. Now I'm lost. Now I need to call mum. She lives in South Australia, so it's even more inconvenient for her to come save me.
Real big drama for you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.